On Thanksgiving weekend, millions gather with their families and friends. They enjoy good food and fellowship and the blessings of living in a prosperous nation. They enjoy the blessings of freedom and opportunity. But do they thank God for their blessings? Are you thankful for your blessings? Do we in the English-speaking nations really understand why our nations have been blessed? Do we understand our nation's purpose? What lies ahead for the United States, Great Britain, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and other Western nations? Stay tuned. Warm greetings to all our friends around the world. Thanksgiving weekend is a time when Americans are supposed to count their blessings. Millions of Americans thank God for the blessing of living in a prosperous nation. We in the Western world have been abundantly blessed with prosperity and freedom. At the Thanksgiving holiday, we celebrate the prosperity and freedom our nation has given us. On the fourth Thursday of November, the United States celebrates its annual Thanksgiving Day. The tradition stems from the Pilgrims' three-day festival organized by Plymouth Governor William Bradford in 1621. Other nations also celebrate Thanksgiving. Canada instituted its Thanksgiving Day as a national holiday in 1879. And since 1957, Canada celebrates its Thanksgiving Day on the second Monday in October. In the United States, Thanksgiving weekend is the busiest travel weekend of the year, as scattered families and friends come together to celebrate this holiday. It's a time for rejoicing, for cheering on a favorite football team, and of course for indulging in the traditional turkey dinner with all the trimmings. Originally, Thanksgiving was established as a time to express our deep gratitude to God. But do we truly recognize God as our provider? Or do we look to our personal possessions and power for security? Thanksgiving is a good time to reflect on our blessings, our purpose, and our future, both individually and nationally. In the 20th century, the United States and British Commonwealth became the richest and most powerful nation and group of nations in the world. But that national power and prestige has begun to wane. The United States was once an economic powerhouse, and nations around the world eagerly bought its exports. Today, however, the United States is the world's largest debtor, with a national deficit of more than $8.5 trillion. That's $8.5 trillion, more than $28,000 for each man, woman, and child in the United States. How did the United States and other English-speaking countries gain so many blessings? And what is happening to those blessings? On today's program, we'll look at our national blessings and our national purpose. And we'll be offering you an inspiring free booklet that will help you in your study of Bible prophecy. It's titled, The United States and Great Britain in Prophecy. Be sure to write down the address and phone number to order your free copy. You can also order this inspiring free booklet on our website at tomorrowsworld.org. My friends, we need to ask ourselves two questions. What are we thankful for? And what is our future? There is good news for the future. Most people who celebrate their nation's Thanksgiving Day do not know that the Bible tells of a future time when the whole world will celebrate a biblical Thanksgiving called the Feast of Tabernacles. All nations will go up to Jerusalem to celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles under the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bible, turn to Zechariah the 14th chapter and verse 4. Here we see a future world at peace under the rulership of the Messiah, Jesus Christ, as he returns to Jerusalem, the future capital of the world. Zechariah 14 and verse 4. And his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east. And the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof toward the east and toward the west. And there shall be a very great valley. And half of the mountain shall remove toward the north, and half of it toward the south. Now notice verse 9. Who will rule the earth? Verse 9. And the Lord shall be king over all the earth. In that day it shall be, the Lord is one, and his name one. Yes, my friends, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, will unify all the nations under his rulership. He'll bring all nations to Jerusalem to worship during the fall festival called the Feast of Tabernacles. Thank God there's coming a time when all nations will worship the King of Kings with thanksgiving. You can read about that in Zechariah 14 and verse 16. Many people may be thankful in their own way, but do the overwhelming majority of United States, Canadian, Australian, New Zealand, and British citizens recognize and acknowledge the true source of their prosperity, blessings, and freedoms? Do they truly thank the Creator God and Jesus Christ for their benefits? Do they understand God's guiding hand in the history of our nations? You can learn more about that history in this free booklet, The United States and Great Britain in Prophecy. You can learn what Bible prophecy predicts about our future challenges and our blessings. Let's briefly consider the development of the North American continent. There were the pioneering settlements by the British in Jamestown, Virginia in 1607. The Dutch established what is now Albany, New York around 1614. The Pilgrims arrived in Plymouth, Massachusetts in 1620. And after a severe and disastrous winter, they gave thanks to God for their harvest in 1621. Historians refer to this as the first Thanksgiving. In exactly 70 years, from 1783 to 1853, after the 13 colonies became the United States of America, the United States acquired all the land to complete its continental territory from sea to shining sea. The greatest land expansion took place in 1803. Under President Thomas Jefferson, France sold the Louisiana Territory to the United States for only $15 million, or only 5 cents per acre. Napoleon reportedly remarked, quote, "This accession of territory affirms forever the power of the United States," end of quote. The United States continued to develop economically and militarily over the years. After the conclusion of World War II, Prime Minister Winston Churchill, speaking before the House of Commons, commented on the status of the United States, quote, "I must turn to the United States, with whom our fortunes and interests are intertwined. The Americans have become today the greatest state and power in the world, speaking our own language, cherishing our common law, and pursuing the same ideals," end of quote. That was October 28, 1947. Is there a biblical and historical reason for this power? What really is the source of these national blessings? The answer reveals our national purpose. And you may be surprised to learn that it begins with the story of the patriarch Abraham. God made a covenant with Abraham. And it was because of Abraham's faith we are blessed. Again, you can read about that amazing story in our free booklet, The United States and Great Britain in Prophecy. God tested Abraham and told him to sacrifice his son Isaac. Abraham in faith obeyed, and God preserved Isaac's life. What did God say to Abraham as a result? Genesis 22, verse 16. "By myself I have sworn, says the Eternal, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son, blessing I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is on the seashore." Now listen to this. "And your descendants shall possess the gate of their enemies. In your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed because you have obeyed my voice." These blessings are called the birthright promises. My friends, the prophetic promises, which included wealth, abundance, military power, and international dominance, were to be fulfilled in the descendants of Joseph. It may be surprising to many of you, but those divine blessings have been fulfilled in America and Britain. You can trace the history of Joseph's descendants in our free booklet, The United States and Great Britain in Prophecy. Do you know where our nations or their ancestors are mentioned in the Bible? One of the greatest principles to understanding Bible prophecy is to know where in the Bible such nations as the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, New Zealand, and South Africa are mentioned. Most theologians and preachers are way off base in their prophetic framework because they lack that knowledge. Our free booklet, The United States and Great Britain in Prophecy, gives you that vital information. This booklet will give you the historic and biblical proof of the prophecies relating to these countries. Major prophetic events are outlined in this booklet. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free booklet, The United States and Great Britain in Prophecy.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
In the first part of our program, we ask the question, where do our national blessings, prosperity, and abundance come from? Well, let's compare our own national and regional blessings with this divine promise in Deuteronomy 8 and verse 7. For the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and springs that flow out of valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, of vines and fig trees and pomegranates, a land of olive oil and honey, a land in which you will eat bread without scarcity, in which you will lack nothing, a land whose stones are iron, and out of whose hills you can dig copper. God's creation uplifts the soul and spirit. Our national heritage includes fertile agricultural soil and rich mineral deposits for industrial development. But have we recognized and honored the source of those blessings? Will our Western nations last much longer? Consider God's warning here in Deuteronomy 8 and verse 10. When you have eaten and are full, then you shall bless the Eternal your God for the good land which he has given you. Beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments, his judgments, and his statutes which I command you today. Have we in our Western Christian professing world heeded that warning? National sins produce national penalties. President Abraham Lincoln recognized that principle. During the dreadful Civil War, United States President Abraham Lincoln proclaimed a national fast day for April 30, 1863. He stated, quote, I do by this my proclamation designate and set apart Thursday, the 30th day of April, 1863, as a day of national humiliation, fasting, and prayer. President Lincoln went on to proclaim, listen to this, it is the duty of nations as well as of men to own their dependence upon the overruling power of God and to recognize the sublime truth announced in the Holy Scriptures and proven by all history that those nations only are blessed whose God is the Lord, end of quote. President Lincoln acknowledged that God in heaven is the true source of blessings nationally and individually. My friends, our national purpose must include acknowledgement of our Creator. Does your nation acknowledge the sovereignty of God? Or is your nation, my nation, so secular and unthankful that it has turned its back on God? Do you personally thank Almighty God for all the benefits we so often take for granted? Notice what the Apostle James wrote in James 1 and verse 17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning. Abraham Lincoln reminded the American people to nationally recognize that fact. Again, have we as the nations blessed by God forgotten the source of all of our abundance, our prosperity and freedom? Have we forgotten God? Have we neglected our Savior and Lord Jesus Christ? Will the sin of ingratitude and rebellion lead to national decay and disaster? Or will we continue to be thankful to our Creator God and continue to be prospered? What happens when a nation lacks a national purpose? In the United States, politicians understand the importance of national purpose. A prominent Democratic strategist wrote before the 2004 presidential election that in order for his party to win, his party would, quote, have to build on the traditions of their most successful presidents, espousing a clear national purpose and getting the big things right. Do we have a clear national purpose? Are we acknowledging the source of our blessings? As we observe Thanksgiving, we need to ask the question, to whom do we give thanks? To Almighty God and Jesus Christ? Or do we worship the dollar, the pound, the euro, the peso, or the yen? United States coins and currency declare, in God we trust. If our nation fails to live up to that motto, it will not prevail. But you and I must exemplify that motto and that biblical precept in our own lives. The Apostle Paul prophesied about the carnal characteristics of this age. Turn in your Bible to 2 Timothy 3 and verse 1. But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money. The Western world has a reputation for materialism. Consumer spending drives the economy. The day after Thanksgiving is one of the busiest shopping days of the year, given the nickname Black Friday, when millions flock to shopping malls in search of bargains on consumer goods. The National Retail Federation has even coined a term, Cyber Monday, for the Monday after Thanksgiving, said to be the time when online purchases reach a peak. Along with materialism and love of money, the Apostle Paul warns us against other carnal characteristics, 2 Timothy 3 and verse 2. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, and from such people turn away. God warns us against trusting in our prosperity and possession. Deuteronomy 8 and verse 17. If we say, my power and the might of my hand have gained me this wealth, God responds, verse 18, you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you your power to get wealth. He warns us in verse 19, then it shall be, if you by any means forget the Lord your God and follow other gods and serve them and worship them, I testify against you this day that you shall surely perish. As the nations which the Lord destroys before you, so you shall perish because you would not be obedient to the voice of the Lord your God. That's a very sobering warning about the future of any country that's been blessed by God. At Thanksgiving, we give thanks to God for the beauty and abundance which he has blessed our countries. But at the same time, we should be deeply concerned as our national character becomes more and more blemished with immorality. Tomorrow's world will continue to warn our Western nations of the need to reform and to repent. During the Korean War, on December 12, 1951, General Douglas MacArthur urged us to mobilize every spiritual force, quote, to defend and preserve the religious base upon which this nation was founded, end of quote. He went on to state, quote, history fails to record a single precedent in which nations subject to moral decay have not passed into political and economic decline. There has been either a spiritual reawakening to overcome the moral lapse or a progressive deterioration leading to ultimate national disaster. What will actually happen to the United States and Great Britain? The answer is, unless we repent nationally and individually, we will continue our moral decline into devastation and destruction. God Almighty, who judges the conduct and character of nations, will bring upon us a great tribulation. We've described those prophecies in previous programs. Bible prophecy is history written in advance. Can you really know the future of the United States, Great Britain, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and other Western nations? Yes, you can. To help you in your study of Bible prophecy, I'd like to offer you this amazing free booklet, The United States and Great Britain in Prophecy. This booklet will show you the biblical origins of the United States, Great Britain, and our Western nations. You'll see from the Bible and history why God has blessed much of the Western world with prosperity and why He'll take it away. You need to know the future of your country. This information is vital. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free booklet, The United States and Great Britain in Prophecy. You can also order this booklet on our website at tomorrowsworld.org, or you can write to us at one of our regional addresses.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
In spite of our prosperity in the Western world, we find many things to complain about. The antidote for complaining is thanksgiving. If you have your Bible, turn to 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 16. The Apostle Paul exhorts us, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing." Notice this, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you." What are you thankful for during this time of thanksgiving? Our list could be unending if we really thought about it. Many of us are thankful to be living in the United States, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and Great Britain. Many of us are thankful for the prosperity and abundance God gave our nations. We're thankful for our freedom to worship, our freedom to seek opportunities for fulfilling our human potential. We're thankful for family, friends, a job, for sunshine and fresh air, for food and drink. But for Christians, the greatest benefits are spiritual. We thank God for the sacrifice of His Son to pay for our sins. We're thankful for God's forgiveness and grace. Remember, Jesus taught us to pray, "Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors." That's in Matthew 6 and verse 12. We're thankful for the gift of the Holy Spirit after repentance and baptism. That's Acts 2 verse 38. We're thankful not only for the sacrifice of Christ, but that He is alive as our High Priest, our Savior, and our Intercessor. He ever lives to make intercession for us, as it says in Hebrews 7, verse 25. We're thankful that Jesus Christ is alive. Notice this amazing truth in Romans 5, verse 10. Romans 5, verse 10. "For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of His Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by His life." He's our living Savior and our great High Priest, as the book of Hebrews emphasizes. And He's coming as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We're also thankful for the promised future, that the world won't end in a nuclear holocaust, because Jesus Christ will return just in time to prevent it, for the elect's sake, in Matthew 24, verse 22. We're thankful for God's great promises. That's in 2 Peter 1, verses 3 and 4. We're thankful for the true gospel, the same gospel Jesus preached about the coming kingdom of God on earth, when all nations will learn the way to peace. The world needs the kingdom of God on earth. Do you realize how much you're blessed compared to many countries around the world? The United Nations in 2006 listed 50 least developed countries, with an annual gross national income per person of $750 or less. Many of those countries have annual per person incomes below $400. Can you imagine living in such poverty? How thankful are you? As Jesus said, "To whom much is given, from him much will be required." That's Luke 12, verse 48. We must be faithful stewards of our blessings, and we must be willing to give to others. We particularly need to be giving the good news of the gospel to the rest of the world. Our national purpose should be to live God's way of life and to share that way of life with the rest of the world. Listen to this in Deuteronomy 4 and verse 5. Surely I have taught you statutes and judgments, just as the Lord my God commanded me, that you should act according to them in the land which you go to possess. Therefore, be careful to observe them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the peoples who will hear all these statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Yes, we need to fulfill our national purpose. We need to live by the precepts of the Bible, the Ten Commandments, and the Sermon on the Mount. As Jesus said in Luke 4:4, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. John Adams, second president of the United States, commented on the need for a moral and religious nation. Quote, our Constitution was made for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate for any other. During Thanksgiving weekend, we need to remember, any unthankful nation that refuses to submit to its Creator is sowing the seeds of its own destruction. But God is patient. He is giving us a little more time to change our lives individually and nationally. As it tells us in 2 Peter 3, verse 9, God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. May we all be filled with thanksgiving for God's will and for the love of God in Jesus Christ. May we seek to love, obey, and serve the source of all our personal and national blessings. As the Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 57, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Roderick Meredith and I will continue to share with you the exciting revelations of the Bible and where our world is headed. You need to watch world trends in the light of Bible prophecy. Be sure to call for your free booklet, The United States and Great Britain in Prophecy. And be sure to join us again next week, right here, at this same time.
This informative booklet is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 3800, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28227. To view today's program, order the free literature offered, or for more information on today's vital subject, visit us online at www.tomorrowsworld.org. Expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect those of this station. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.